Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
How are we starting this?
I was assuming you were going to break out into song.
Well, I have one.
I know you do.
I was going to do a gobbling noise, but like...
Oh, that could go over poorly.
What do they sound like? It's like, That's it.
That's it. We're over. New intro.
What song can we ruin next? I have one.
Oh, good.
Who's gonna cook the turk? Because we gotta cook the turk.
Cook
the turk from home. Oh.
Allie, like, basting the turkey with, like, a sledgehammer.
I'm sorry. If you want us to stop doing this, please let us know. Tweet us at LegendsOnlyPod. We will stop ruining songs for you, but...
Until then...
Until then, we've got plenty more to go.
More songs.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to the very special Thanksgiving week edition of Legends Only. You can hear it in the distance calling.
Can't be hateful, gotta be grateful. Mashed potatoes on my table.
T. Kyle's favorite song of the year.
It really is.
It really is.
Fucking Bob.
He's been warning you for weeks about this song.
I have. We will get there. Don't you worry.
Oh, I'm definitely worried.
Yes, it is Thanksgiving this week. And cool.
Well, why don't you tell everybody what the meaning of Thanksgiving is?
Well, for me in my life, it's a moment where I have to go to Penn Station and I'm like, oh my God, get me out of here.
Yeah, but you get to hear the Brinty Spree's voice as you go home.
True. It's like now boarding.
Yeah, the concept of Thanksgiving is, you know, basically giving thanks. So that's exactly what we're going to do right now.
Mm-hmm. What are you thankful for this year? Mumus.
Yes, T. Kyle and I have prepared various things that we're thankful for that we will now surprise each other with.
Mm-hmm. How many are we doing?
We're going to do 3.
Okay.
Because I'm only so thankful.
Means so much to me.
Insert audio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Britney Spears.
Welcome to New York. Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year, and the great tradition of the lighting of the tree in Rockefeller Center means so much to me.
Okay, so my first one is very near to my heart, and I know it is to yours. I am thankful for Jaclyn Hill's hairy lipsticks. Let me explain.
Why? Because it took the attention off of us? When we were getting dragged in April?
May to June to July. Yes.
Thank you, Jaclyn.
The beauty guru shitstorm that ensued really helped me dissociate from our own cancellation and really concentrate on Jaclyn's. For those of you who don't know, Jaclyn Hill is a YouTube vlogger who launched a line of lipsticks under her newly launched Jaclyn Cosmetics line. Sadly, however,
not sponsored
yet, but after she hears this, Sadly, customers received their lipsticks, and many of them started to notice strange items inserted in their lipsticks, including fibers that looked like hairs. What resulted was...
The flavor was
blocking of some of her customers, clapping back at haters, deactivating social media, coming back with a non-explanation video, and eventually relaunching the brand for the holiday collection this week.
Uh-huh. And a tight, form-fitting, canceled Halloween dress.
Yeah. Very chic, with blood all over her. Which is how I was going to handle our own cancellation, was with a Halloween costume that just said canceled in like a Speedo. But you know what? She did it for us. She kind of has been the guinea pig for me this whole year of like what not to do when somebody is like mad at you on the internet.
Yeah.
You know? Like, don't block them. Don't clap back. Don't make a whole video saying how much you're affected.
Or saying that you're unbothered.
Right. Oh, yeah. That goes over real well. And to add to the list, don't make a canceled Halloween costume, because then you will be re-canceled for that outfit.
Yeah. And then she clapped back.
She did. And then that kind of
got worse.
But you know what? Love those shades. Love the look of the Jacqueline lipstick. So
then she said Love and Light and made a new highlighter set, which one of them is named Sparks. So
it is. Gay rights.
Gay rights. You justice know, for Sparks.
Jacqueline's always been an ally at the very least. So we do appreciate her for that. And we're hoping that the highlighters are hair free.
Yes.
That's what I'm thankful for.
Wow.
Well, what about you?
You know, I am thankful for something that I know you don't agree with, but it's fine.
That's fine.
I am thankful for the long-awaited comeback of the Jonas Brothers happened this year. Mm-hmm. I have been there since day one.
You have.
They were screaming gay rights before it was cool. And I have been a stan. I love Joe Jonas. He is my type, my number one in terms of like men. The album is so good. It's called Happiness Begins. And I saw them on tour and I was shaking and crying. And it was fucking amazing. And they played Year 3000. That's just what I have to say.
I'm glad you said it. Somebody
There's had to. A lot of people who agree with me.
Yes, there are. Mm-hmm. Certainly those girls at the showcase we went to. Screaming.
Yeah, I was screaming.
You were also one of them.
Right, along with them.
Yes. Congrats to the Joe Bros on a very successful comeback.
Yeah.
Also, Sucker is like a legit
charted
hit. Yeah.
Difficult to do. No one does that anymore.
No one does that.
Went number one, I think. I don't know. That's probably a lie. The album went number one, though. Happiness Begins went number one.
Sucker was a top 10 hit. I don't know if it's number one. Maybe. It might be.
Well, to me it is.
Yes.
And what else? Whatever.
It's good.
My point is that we're thankful for it. And I hope that the success of this album means we're going to get another one.
I'm sure.
Comeback, literal comeback, and the song Comeback.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Don't throw it away.
Deep reference.
Bop. Strangers. Bop. Only Human. Bop. They did what they had to do. They're the second best boy band of all time.
The first, of course, being...
The Backstreet Boys.
Yep.
Well, you should go now because I will just continue.
Yeah, okay, okay. So the second thing I'm thankful for... I've noticed there's a bit of a theme, and this is just things that I've used to escape my reality. The second one is TikTok.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I was skeptical at first. As an avid Vine user, what could replace our six-second medium? And while it's not the same, I will say that TikTok is providing a lot of quality content by accident.
Yeah.
There are a lot of...
It was not good at first.
A lot of locals are finding it. It's like they've discovered a phone for the first time and they're using it in very strange ways. And the sounds that they're using with it and trying to recreate dances. Nevertheless, I scroll and I scroll for hours and then it's 3 a.m. And... Mm-hmm. I highly recommend you don't need to make one. I think I just made one to announce that I'm on it. So check that out. And just scroll through the For You page or whatever it's called for hours. And my favorites are that one girl who does it with her boyfriend who makes like funny, allegedly funny videos who everyone's perplexed by. Like, is she in on the joke? I don't know what her Angel Mommy, I think her name is.
I don't know.
They're like shopping in Walmart.
I only follow Sparkling Energy.
Sparkling Energy, who I showed to Kyle, who I do believe he is. She's just a healer, and she just goes outside and she just feels the energy, which is sparkling. And I don't know. It's just given me a lot of insight into like what youth culture is like now on like a real level. Like seeing all these college age TikTokers and knowing what they're into is like, oh God, we are very old, very, very old. But now I know what a VSCO girl is. So, and a oop.
Hi, you must be new.
Well, I agree with those sentiments. However, I will say that TikTok, while it used to be awful because it was used to be Musical.ly.
Right. It was just like
awful.
Yeah.
Horrible. But now I log in and you know what everyone just wants to do on that app and why it's so enjoyable to scroll? Everyone just wants to have fun.
That's true.
And I was like, that is why I love TikTok.
Yeah.
Because you're scrolling and I'm like, oh, everyone just wants to have fun.
That is extremely true. And that is why it is similar to Vine.
Because
there is a chaotic Vine energy to it.
Yes.
That I'm like, thank you.
Can we all
can we just
stop
have fun?
Screaming at each other and have fun. As I scream that at you.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
So what else are you thankful for this year?
So taking it out of music and onto the court and... Not
do we have to go
no,
to
no,
court?
No, not that court. Different, a tennis court.
Okay. All right. Thank God.
And not the Lord song either.
Right.
I am thankful for Serena Williams. Now, let me just say this. There are points that I would like to make. Serena Williams is the greatest tennis player of all time. That is simply a fact. Second, I have been watching Serena ever since I was a little kid, and I used to play tennis with my dad. I have loved watching her play. I loved playing tennis as a kid before I quit because there were only clay courts in New York and it was disgusting and I didn't want to get dirty. And like, that's a different podcast for a different day.
Mm-hmm.
I have loved watching this woman and she has had an incredible year after coming back from the birth of her daughter. And there was something about watching her at this year's US Open that made me so emotional. And I was so inspired by her. And I will say, like, we always talk about getting old and, like, blah, 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 we're in our 30s or whatever. Watching Serena Williams, who is 37 years old, which in tennis, that is unheard of for your body to, like, physically hold up as a professional athlete that long, especially tennis with... There's something different about the way tennis, how brutal it is on your body that these people just can't withstand. Or not withstand.
Withstand.
Whatever.
And sustain.
Yeah, that.
They did both of those.
Right.
Yeah.
She's 37. She has almost died twice. I could go into the whole history of Serena Williams. We don't need to go into it. But watching her go out there and like whoop the ass of these like 19, 20, 21, 22, 23-year-olds, fit youngins, and just like show them that she is the fucking
queen. Feels like you're projecting a little bit.
What? What do you mean projecting?
Like you're mad at 20-year-old twinks. And
no, I'm just saying, like, she goes out there and she's like, I'm the fucking goat and I'm going to show you who the fucking boss is. And she goes out there and she's whooping everyone's ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to see it.
We love to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I will vouch for you. You have often canceled plans and not gone out just to watch her games.
I watch every single Serena Williams match. Even when she plays the French Open and it's like
right.
in
Odd
other countries
hours.
And like whatever, it's like freaking...
You're like, sorry, I can't have to be up at 4:25.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Deadass. I have my whole life. I've always watched Serena. I've been there through all the ups and the downs and her cussing out the line judges, which that bitch deserved it. And that line judge last year deserved it too. And she came back and she could have just quit because they're always like up against her. So that's my point, is that we love to see it. She's thriving and she's almost 40 and she's fucking killing it and she's fit and she's powerful and she has amazing comeback. So can't wait to see you at the Australian Open. Get ready, girls. She fucking whooped Maria Sharapova this year, too. That was, where's that rivalry? They keep talking about this rivalry. I would love to see it. Where is it?
Wow, you're just...
I'm just saying, like, all this shit that she's been through, the racism.
No, I know. Her story's incredibly
inspiring. Everyone calling
her
a man and, like, the media, just the way they've been treating her. And what does she do? She takes all of it and she just plays and she whoops everyone's ass. And I think that's such an inspiring
thing.
She
is an inspiring queen. A legend. Yeah. Actual legend.
Actual legend. I can't even run a fucking mile, so I'm no athlete. But like, I think her perseverance and her resilience is very inspiring. I love a resilient queen.
Brittany, amen. Yes.
Serena.
That certainly is our brand.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to music or whatever.
Well, yeah, I guess my honorable mention would be the flattering lighting at my gym for the mirror selfies.
But, wow.
Okay. Although, you know what? It's true. I may not be happy this year, but I know my angles. Anyway, I would say the other thing, because mine, all three are distractions, and it's something like nobody talks about because it's so low budge. Well, I guess the budge is getting there, but season 3 of Dragula was a very good time. And nobody talks about it because it's like on Amazon Prime and like some weird channels. But for a very indie alternative take on Drag Race, I thought they did a very good job with this season. I've watched the seasons as they've gotten budget every time. And it's very interesting to watch this production. If you don't know, it's like the horror version of Drag Race. And their intention is to show that there's different versions of drag that aren't just pageant. And in this season, there was, I think, at least 2 non-binary, and there was a drag king. And it kind of changed my whole perception of Drag Race, because it was like, oh, yeah, her name's Landon Sider, by the way, his name, the king. There should be drag kings up, because like the preparation's like the same, like how much stuff they have to do, their bodies and stuff. So I was like, yeah, this is very interesting to watch. And the whole competition was very entertaining. You can watch that on Amazon Prime. There's like no conversation about it online, really, except for the Reddit threads and stuff and like a spare podcast or two. But yeah, I really enjoyed that. That was also something I watched instead of, you know, living in the real world. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I would like it if I watched it. I think I just don't really have free time.
And it's also like, it is not for the faint of heart. The challenges are very intense, from like, they're called exterminations. It ranged from eating disgusting things to jumping out of a plane to getting a permanent tattoo of another contestant to a real life human game of Operation, where it would shock you, and stapling money to your body.
Okay, work.
It's like very grotesque. And there's instead of getting voted off, the contestants are murdered.
Oh.
But obviously, like, they're very campy, elaborate, like, horror movie deaths.
Gotcha. At the end, like, of the episode. House of Wax.
Very that. Extremely yeah. that. So it's like, especially because like Drag Race was like off season, it was cool to get this like completely polar opposite version of the show. So Dragula, yeah, check it out. And what's your final thing that you are thankful for? Sure to, dare I ask?
No, my next one's like a serious one.
Oh no.
Well, not serious, but it's what's that word?
I'm like, gym mirrors.
No, what's the it means like, I don't know, I'm not a fucking thesaurus. I'm not a dictionary. Earnest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I am grateful for my health.
Oh, that's yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm not gonna get into details, but I will say this. I am on track to be 40 pounds lighter by the end of this year. So,
which is insane.
Yeah, I am at, I've got 6 pounds to go till I hit my goal, but 3 pounds away from the 40 mark. Yeah, I've lost 37.3 as of right now.
You are literally sliding away. Like, your clothing on you is just so baggy. Well, every week it gets baggier. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, it's fashion.
That's true. Look, that is up. The look that you're looking.
Did you know?
I don't know, because I only wear like Gap Kids. So
I know, it's, I, say, it's like super tight from Old Navy, but like, whatever. I splurge on experiences, not on fabric. So yeah, that's what I'm grateful for.
Well, that means you're grateful for yourself, because you did this yourself the hard way too. You didn't, there were no shortcuts here.
No, that is true. There are absolutely no shortcuts.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Which is,
you could say that I
way.
Snapped.
You literally did snap.
I did. And back to my point before that I was saying about like Serena Williams, seeing her in August, like really just visually seeing her, like when I tell you that it, like, I was like, if she can do it, I can, I, you know, I can't do that.
I can do a thing
but
that
I
want to
finish
do.
My 8-mile walk.
Yeah. That's very inspiring. That's an amazing conclusion to this year, because yeah. We certainly had our downs and ups and downs, didn't we?
I was like down and out last year, and I was like, you know what? Christina Aguilera once said it keeps getting better, and you know what? It is going to get better.
It is.
And that's all I have. Thank you.
I love that. Ending on a high note, a skinny note. The skinniest note ever uttered.
Wow.
Well, thank you so much for listening to all of our things that we're grateful for. We'd love to know what you're grateful for this year.
And we're also grateful for you listening. Honestly,
that is, yes, we mutually agreed on that one together. thank you guys so much for contributing to the Patreon that we just launched only 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We've already amassed over 100 Patreon, well, Legends Only fans.
Yes. Patron Legends Only fans.
Clearly that's a better term. Yeah, we're like really taken aback by the support and love and all the positive messages. So just want to thank everybody for supporting us. And if you'd like to, we're at patreon.com/legendsonly.
And your first bonus episode will be launching the day after Thanksgiving to get you in the Christmas spirit.
Ooh,
holiday spirit.
I wonder what that could be.
Oops. Do people get mad if you say Christmas still? Do you get
just
mad?
Just annoying people. No, I'm like as Jewish as they come, and I think it's so weird that people take offense to that.
You know how I feel about it?
What?
This is my whole thing.
Okay.
If someone wants to say Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas, Season's Greetings, Happy Hanukkah, Merry this, Merry that, I don't care.
Right. Just I'll take it all.
Just as long as you're being nice.
If it's coming from a positive place, right? Then why would you be mad about? That's just somebody who has not, they have too much time on their hands that they're going to get bothered
like,
by that.
Just smile and just say smile. Hi. What's wrong with smiling and saying, I hope you have a great day.
Well,
Merry Christmas. And they're like, shut the fuck up, you clown.
Yeah.
It's no,
that's just our Twitter followers.
Clown.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care what you wish me. Just don't have it be death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Like, that's kind of where I'm at right now. It's like, you can wish me merry whatever.
Just not death.
Yeah.
That's a T-Cow
quote. That's a
Christmas
card.
That is a Christmas
card. There we go.
Oh. Sorted.
Oh, sorry. Holiday card.
Holiday card, please. Not in my presence. Well, we've talked a lot about things that we're thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
We should also be thankful for all of the new music that is still dropping out of the sky in the past few weeks and days.
New music every week. Could you believe?
Every day, everywhere. Yes, I could believe, actually. And I'm sorry, but all these like wrap-up lists about best of the year and best of the decade, I don't think it's going to happen, but like, how can we say anything with Rihanna maybe having an album?
Right, there's still 6 weeks
There are
left.
Still 6 weeks. She did say 2019, like a year ago, but like, let's just hold on to that hope because that's all I have left right now for me.
The year is not over.
No. I hate when the lists go out early. Anyway, see my list tomorrow. No. But we'll see. Actually, a list did come out that, of course, got the gays bothered, as they do every year, which is the 2020 Grammys nominations.
Oh, yeah.
Or rather, what wasn't on the list, which is always what people bitch about. I'm not an awards person. I don't care because I feel like so many of our faves have never been recognized or just once. Like, you know, Britney once for Toxic, fine. But like, sorry, there should have been nominations for Blackout for like Dance Album of the Year, things like that. Like, it should have just, you know, because people don't take her seriously and they don't take a lot of the people we love seriously.
Yeah. I mean, Oops could have been Pop Album.
Of course.
Look at those sales.
I mean, to, you know, like the fact that Old Town Road is like across the board, all these nominations, that's fine. I mean, it was a hit, obviously, but it's like a lot of our faves from years past are considered a joke. So It's like they never got noms. Anyway.
That's fine. This is a place for legends.
This is
okay.
A place for
not Grammys.
It's true. So I've never needed the Grammys to validate who I like to listen to. So when it comes out, I don't care. The thing I
well,
do
I will
like,
call it out though if
oh
my fave happens to in the rare event that it does happen.
Oh,
I'm like,
true.
Oh.
Grammy award winning Chanteuse. It's fun to add to the name, but it's definitely not everything. This year, the only thing I really care about personally is that Lana finally got her due nomination with Norman fucking Rockwell for Album
Norman
of the Year.
Norman fucking Grammy nominated Rockwell.
Very happy about that. I hope it wins Album of the Year. She's up against Billie Eilish, who we talked about in the last episode, Ariana, Her, H-E-R, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, Vampire Weekend, and Bon Iver. I want her to win this because I feel like Born to Die, like that album should have had a lot of awards around it, I feel. Mm-hmm. And then ever since, it's just been like snub, snub, snub. So for this album and just her career in general, I hope she wins it.
Yeah. I will also say that I am very excited for Lizzo.
Yes, she really swept, what is it, like 8 nominations?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
And I think she deserves them.
She's definitely going to get some.
She made a huge splash this year.
She definitely did.
It was such a fresh sound and personality and
yeah,
gay rights. Like
gay rights, right.
She just, I don't know, like I just love everything.
Just
about
for the
her.
Videos of her waving goodbye.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all you need for an award. And then the only other one I care about is Best New Artist, Rosalia. La Rosalia.
Oh, that's right.
She's in that. I mean, there's a lot of good ones in that because Lizzo's in that as well as Maggie Rogers and Lil Nas X and Billie Eilish. And it's definitely, a few people could definitely take this, but I would love it to be Rosalia because I just think she's so next level. And I feel like she hasn't even begun. Like, I just think she hasn't even like tried to do mainstream really except for one song. And I just think she's the most promising artist out there right now. Like she could do so much. She hasn't even tried to do like a top 40 bop really.
Yeah, not yet.
So she's just been doing her artsy shit, which I love. But it's like, if she even tries, I feel like it'd be over. Like she would just kill it. But, you know, everyone was mad, you know.
Oh, everyone being mad at something?
I can't relate. I can't. I've never seen that before on the internet. I don't want to detract from anybody's
success.
Well,
I was mad, actually. Oh. I will. I will say the jersey's going to jump out and then okay. I'll quickly take it back in because no one cares. I did think that Avicii should have been nominated for electronic album.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying that. Mm-hmm. And I'm also excited for Rufus Du Sol. Uh-huh. Got nominated for their first album.
Mm-hmm.
If you just saw, I posted this thing, like Dorinda from Housewives of New York was
another
like...
another crossover event no one saw coming.
Right. She was listening to it in the background and I was like, oh my God, I want to go out now. But that song, No Place, is on the album Solace. It is so good. I'm super excited for them. I'm so bummed I missed their concert here in New York, but... Definitely. Thank you all.
Yeah.
The jersey's going to jump back in now.
Jump
What's
back
next?
In now. Yeah, no, that's pretty much it. Also, I found it weird that Song of the Year was Always Remember Us This Way by Stephanie Germanotta from A Star Is Born. Like, it's maybe I didn't hear a certain like rule or something, but it's just like a weird one to be nominated. I don't know why that one was nominated from the soundtrack, but there's probably a reason because there's like... other songs from it that I like. I know you might not have listened to it. So,
can't say I heard it.
No.
Can't say I saw it.
You know what? It's a movie and it happened. So, you know, that's about it. I won't get too shady about other nominations that I feel are less deserving, but.
I honestly didn't even look at the whole list.
I
looked at the electronic album nominations and I added them to a playlist and I was like, okay, bye, I'm done.
I'm not too sure about Seven Rings getting Grammy acclaim as a song, but you know what? Good for Ariana. I just think she's got a million better songs than that.
Didn't that come out like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, that too.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, justice for glory. So enough about all of that.
Yeah.
So... why don't we talk about what's new?
What's new and interesting? Well,
cool and urban and left lane.
Cool, urban, left lane. Literally all of those things is the new project / album by Tinashe.
Give it up for Tinashe.
Give it up for Tinashe. But actually, because this is called Songs for You. It is her first project since leaving RCA Records, after which she was pretty vocal on social media about having artistic differences, let's say, with the label over the past few years. And so this is her first project where she's just fully in control. I love it. I think that this is very much representative. So my history with her.
We saw the tweets.
I, since 2011, I premiered a song from her. Went back when she was like, thank you. Let's give it up for me.
Give it up for Tinashe Moomoos.
This was back when she was dancing in a tunnel to Britney, and I was like, oh, my kind of girl. I think that she's earned this. I feel like there's been a little bit of a justice for Tinashe, a little bit, like, online. Like, I feel like she's gotten more love from the gays who were so mean to her, I feel, because that's what gay men do. I don't know, but I don't know. I think there's been a lot of, like, well wishes for her. And yeah, I guess that's my rant. My favorite song on there right now is Save Room for Us, but I also like Perfect Crime and No Better.
The one that stands out for me is Stormy Weather. It's so weird sounding.
Yes.
But I love it.
I mean, I love when she does something more left lane.
Yeah.
So I'm always here for that. Yeah, I just feel like it's a really solid, mixed, varied collection from her.
And I love the cover, yes, the photo on the cover.
Yes, that is the hair and the gloves. It's a fierce look. So, very proud of her. I think it's awesome that she's finally pushed through and just got this out. It was like stewing in the back for like a year, like all this scrapped project. And now she's like pushed through. So, we stan. In conclusion, we stan harder than ever before. Now, a legend who needs no introduction comes next. Legendina Maria Gaudelira released a second collaboration with A Great Big World called Fall on Me, which, I'm sorry, that's a funny title. I can't. Like, what? No, get off of me. Like, what are you talking?
Get your hands off of me, bitch.
Here's my thing.
Oh, would you like to say something?
I would like
about
to
it?
Say something. Yeah. I think the problem is that they were trying to reclaim the spark of the first one too heavily.
Oh, yeah. This is no say something.
No, because there's not even like a catchy, like a hook that's as catchy as say something. I also feel like, which is par for the course, a lot of screaming, just a lot of like wailing.
You know, some may say that sounds like screaming. Some may say that that is the greatest vocalist of our generation.
And in fact, it's both of those things. I just think it's trying to reclaim the magic of a hit single that is not living up to
Grammy nominated single.
Grammy, not everybody has that.
Would just like to say that.
Say that it is Grammy nominated.
Does everyone know why we're saying say so much?
If not,
you should. If you don't, you're not a fan.
You're not a fan. I don't, is there a compilation at this point?
There has to be.
If you didn't know, Xtina really likes
Xtinaisms.
Yes, she does. Several.
One of them is say.
Say.
Ha is ha. The other one. And the other one is like the.
She's, it's sort of like the clitoral stimulation of the microphone. Well, it's literally, she's fingering it.
I was going to say that she just flicks her pinky finger to the note on her microphone. We didn't even go that far.
Well,
I know nothing about that.
I know. But she's definitely stimulating the microphone when she's when she's really going for it.
Yeah.
Because she's a multi-talented legend who can do both.
She's measuring the note on her pinky finger.
She is. She's counting the seconds of that at last note. And you know what?
And her anal bead microphone.
Anal bead bionic stand.
Yeah.
It's fine. I support, but it's only fine.
Yeah.
Gotta be honest.
I do love a Christina ballad, though.
Yes. Anytime. You know what a very underrated one is? Castle Walls with T.I.
A fact. Facts. Agree.
Because it's so restrained. It's so unlike her because she doesn't scream.
Yeah. Well, that is such a good... And the meaning.
The meaning of it is perfect.
The meaning.
The flavor. The meaning, the flavor.
You lost me.
You lost me.
Underrated.
Very.
Bound to you.
Bound to you. Oh. What's the other bionic one that I live for? Lift Me Up. Stronger than ever.
Lift Me Up.
Which was during one of the hurricanes. Like she sang it during a charity event.
Yeah, a phone call thing.
I just feel like that went completely overlooked and it's like so beautiful. It's so good.
It's
beautiful. Didn't even catch
no
that.
Matter what we
no
say.
No matter what the general public says, it is beautiful. Or doesn't say, really. But we're going to say something.
We just the circle of praise into dragging, into shading, into declaring her as the greatest vocalist of all time, and then
it's nuanced. There's
her
layers.
Back to the curb. All in 1 minute.
I just hope. Yeah, I'm sorry if you don't understand it, but it's praise and shade at the same time. But we ultimately stand.
We are sweet talking, sugar coated,
shady men.
The shady men.
Shady men. But I'm ready for more from her. So I hope this is just a taste, and then next year we're gonna get this Spanish album she's been teasing for literally a decade. We need that, but we also need whatever her follow-up to Liberation is.
Oh, fucking love Liberation.
I know. I'm ready. I'm ready for what's next.
Yeah. Well, speaking of being liberated.
Oh.
Our next queen.
Our segues.
Kesha has a new single out
Kesheer.
Too.
And I thought of you immediately.
You're not the only one. I've been getting a lot of DMs about it.
Yeah.
And I would just like to say impact.
Do you think you inspired it? I would think so.
No.
Okay.
I am not that relevant.
I do.
I will say that if you follow me on YouTube, which some people do, my theme song from years ago, I've had this theme song for like 4 or 5 years now. We can insert it here. It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts. I have been saying shake my tits for years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I basically invented tits and shaking them.
You kind of need to pull a Kylie Jenner and trademark Rise and Shine. Like, shake your tits, trademark T. Kyle.
Well.
See you at the trademark office.
See you in court.
Yeah, she says that.
Yeah. My impact.
She also says something about don't circumcise my circumstance. Mm-hmm. That's a lyric that she says.
Love.
It's in that rowdy vein, like Raising Hell. So
it's also really self-aware, the lyrics.
Yeah, yep, very self-aware.
She's acknowledging the internet wanting to have her just go dance, but she's like, no, it's not me. Fuck it. Mm-hmm. Like, the lyrics are very self-reflective of everything we've talked about.
Yes, she's dancing to the beat of her own drum.
Right, because the general public is just like, literally, like she says in the song where she's like, shut up, just dance.
Yep.
And she's like, no, that's not me.
Yeah.
So we love a song with meaning.
We do.
And I love shaking my tits. So
it's a win-win in that
case.
Honestly,
and shaking your tits comes from literally me being told that I was so fat that I have tits.
Oh, I didn't know the origin.
Yeah. So I like reclaimed it.
You did reclaim it.
I was like, yeah, I have tits, so I'm going to fucking shake them.
This just became so much more powerful.
Yeah. Literally, people were like, oh my God, you look like a girl. You need a bra.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh, okay.
Well, then I'm going to shake them. Is Joe Jonas into it?
Shut up.
So that brings us to the final compilation of the week, which is the And Juliet musical soundtrack. Now, if you haven't been following, it's been teased and talked about for months. Max Martin is doing a musical based on the various hits of his historic, legendary, true iconic career, all the way from Larger Than Life to Overprotected to Baby, like, you know, all the Max Martin songs.
Legend of songwriting.
Yes.
But like actual Max Martin.
So because of it, he's actually come out of the woodwork and even done a few rare interviews. He did one recently that was so good that talked about how Britney's a genius songwriter that doesn't get credit and talked very candidly about fame and how hard it impacts these people. But that all aside, the music just came out from the musical. And I'll just, you know,
Glee was canceled years ago for a reason. I'm just going to say that.
And that is, my opinion has remained unchanged. These are perfect songs being done in a way that I do not care for. When it's earnest like that, it just kills me. And I know, like, somebody even just messaged me, like, before we record this, like, I know you hate musicals, but don't you like this?
No, I like burlesque.
I only like burlesque. I'll say it again.
You know what else I like? I like Sweeney Todd.
Oh, yeah. I liked that, too. Mm-hmm.
And I liked Hairspray.
Well, those songs were, like, for that musical. Like,
well, yeah.
I don't need the Larger Than Life. Oh, yeah.
Bob.
She did that.
Yeah.
but I don't need Baby One More Time dramatized for a theatrical. I don't. Tell me, babe. I don't need it. I never need it. I'll never need it. I'm so sorry. I know there's a lot of people who like that. And I think I even know people who worked on it. So I'm not taking away from I'm not taking away from the musical part of it. It's just like, it will never be appealing to me to have pop songs turned into musical. It just won't. I hated Glee for that reason. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't apologize to me. No. I appreciate the honesty.
But that
it's
doesn't...
just not for, it's not for us.
Yeah.
But it is for someone else though.
And you know what? I have no idea about the actual story that's involved in the musical. I believe there were like very early reviews that it was like amazing. So I have no doubt it is. And I feel like if people like theater, like I'm pretty sure this is a great production. So just live your life. And it's
I love fucking... that Larger Than Life is included though, because like I said
right.
before, greatest boy band of all time.
True.
Larger Than Life is my favorite Backstreet Boys song.
Mine is The Call.
Hello, hello, hello.
Add it to the songs about perfect telephone drama. Mm-hmm. But yeah, at the end of the day, this is like Max Martin's discography, which is a win. So anything that honors his many, many hits is like amazing by me. So I'm happy for everyone who goes.
It's a fantastic selection of covers.
It really
do.
Is. Like just looking at all the names of the songs, you're like, wow, he really did that.
Yeah, like that was a classic. That was a classic. That yes. was a classic. That was a classic.
Which is almost impossible to get. Literally no one else has that. So you know what? All praise to Max Martin. I'll never listen to the soundtrack of it, but we stand the songs mm-hmm. that it is representing.
It reminds me of the Anne Juliet part. The meme that's been going around of I'm going to tell my kids this is...
Oh, no.
I saw one that was going to tell my kids this is Romeo and Juliet, and it was Ron and Sammy from Jersey Shore. And it was like, fact.
Yeah. People are just getting real lazy with the memes as the year comes to an end. They're just like, I'll just find pictures that look like other things.
I think it's so funny.
It's funny.
I had so many that I was going to post, and I was like, I need to stop.
I know.
I had... the one of Miss Juicy singing Pour It Up.
Oh,
I
right.
said, gonna tell my kids this is Rihanna.
Strip clubs and dollar bills. Still got my money. That's all y'all need.
No.
Or should I keep going? Matron shots, can I get a refill? Still got my money. Stripper going up and down the pole. Still got my money.
God.
That's all y'all need.
Legends only. Talk about Legends only. Yes. She just made a cameo in a David Dobrik video, I believe it was. Check that out because
Goals.
It's really worth your time.
Goals.
Miss Juicy Babe.
She has a radio show, icon.
Yes.
Legends.
And she, like Kelly Clarkson, is providing Kelly-oki, Miss Juicy-oki.
Literally.
She is ending careers with these covers. So
her cover of Kelly Rowland
motivation.
Is so good. And when we're done. Backing vocals.
Honestly.
Oh, wow.
See when her on the DC3 reunion in a year. So good.
Legend.
Well, now that we've talked about all the new songs, I guess it's time to take it back to some classics as we put together, if you've been following our very long trajectory of Legends Only, we put together a Halloween compilation.
Mm-hmm. Which, in hindsight, I think we kind of did that.
Oh, we definitely did that.
I was like, oh, this is actually a bop.
Oh, yeah, totally. And I think we're about to do it again because today we are presenting... Well, you've been waiting for this for literally a month.
That is true. I'm lying. I've been so excited about this.
We now...
I don't know what the cover is going to look like. No. You guys will see it later this afternoon.
We now present the Legends Only Thanksgiving playlist.
You know, no one's done a Thanksgiving album before?
No, not yet. The girls are too afraid.
Don't know if people are exactly looking for it, but it's here now.
Oh, it's here.
Yeah.
So we're going to go back and forth as we did with the Halloween episode.
Mm-hmm.
And
I feel like we need, there is a Lotus intro to this album that we just need to get out of the way. We all know what it is. It is by the Queen of Pop, Nicole Westbrook. It's Thanksgiving. That is the Lotus intro of the Our Thanksgiving album.
It really is. Because you've also sang it in every episode.
Every episode, yes. I talked about it last year, too, on the Thanksgiving episode of the Britney podcast. Yeah.
Now, did that come out of the whole factory that created Rebecca Black?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That same, okay. like, whatever yeah. that is.
Like, literally, it was like a music factory or something.
Yeah.
Hits on hits, including.
You know what? It is a fucking bop.
Yeah.
It's actually catchy. The single art on Spotify kills me. I don't understand why it is there. It is like a squished photo of like her standing in front of a sign that says lard. Have you seen it?
No.
So if you go on Spotify and you listen to It's Thanksgiving by Nicole Westbrook, the album art is like a photo on a digital camera of her standing in front of a sign that says lard. Look it up right now.
Goals. Recreating it.
Ugh. And then it's squished vertically. Oh my God. So it looks like that meme that like someone took and like squished Mariah to be yeah. like really skinny.
Wow.
She performed this on Anderson Cooper's show.
I did not know that either.
Oh yeah. So it went viral and then yeah. she performed it on Anderson Cooper's like daytime show.
Oh my God.
With Andy Cohen was like hosting.
Performing It's Thanksgiving, Nicole Westbrook.
And she's performing it and then they show a camera shot of the control room and they're all standing there with like turkey hats.
Oh my God.
You it know, actually, good for her. You know, it's a bop.
The unsung hero of Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. Nicole Westbrook.
Can't be hateful, gotta be grateful, mashed potatoes on my table. You know, she really had Max Martin quaking.
Yeah, she really did. She did. That's why he quit and did musical. All right, so I guess that's your first track.
Yeah, that's the intro.
Oh, okay. That's not even your five?
Oh, I've got eight, but I don't... No, but they're not all like...
Got it.
I was just on my walks just like adding songs, but they're not... I'm not gonna... They don't all work.
Okay, all right.
You go first.
Well, you know, these are all gonna have a running theme of gratefulness for the holiday. So they might have very similar titles, but you know, we'll
That's
shake
an interesting
it up.
Theme. I didn't follow that theme.
The first song I'm going to have is... inspired by my recent musical jaunt to Jagged Little Pill, Alanis Morissette's Thank You. Now, this is a song about thanks. You'll need to alter the lyrics slightly to kind of make it work for Thanksgiving, but like, you know how the song goes. It's like, thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's all you need.
Yeah, so like,
that's all y'all need.
I don't know. You can just like, how about pouring some gravy all over the turkey?
Wow.
Yeah, just
Christina's
like...
new ballad with Great Big World is quaking.
Thank you. Somehow I'm always singing on this podcast without anyone asking me to. So that's my first selection.
Well, the next track from me would be We Can Get Sussed Up.
Oh, good.
Fifth Harmony. You know, the concept for being sauced up is being drunk, sauce. But
right,
also sauces.
You could take it pretty literally, I think. Yeah, so we had, and that was all five of the harmonies, or was it?
That was just four sauces.
Four sauces, and yeah. The fifth sauce was working on something in the kitchen.
The fifth sauce was expired. Sour.
The fifth sauce was creating a long notes app to put to Twitter. The next is from one of our vocal queens of pop herself and the name of her first album, Kalegend Clarkson's Thankful. And that concept of that song is about being thankful for the blessings and the lessons that I've learned with you by my side. And that's really important when you're, you know, sitting at the table and you're surrounded by people you may or may not like, and you have to be thankful. So it's really important. And we will eventually get into a deep dive of thankful because we need to.
I mean, it's incredible.
It really
is. Soul.
Soul.
Mm, the vocals.
The vocals truly jumped out and we need to talk about it, but not on this episode.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. So I love that. Speaking of concepts, you went with like an actual thanking concept.
Yeah. This is going to work perfectly because we can stagger with whatever bullshit you're coming.
You know, I take offense to that. I think this is taste.
Oh, it's definitely, it's got a taste. The flavor.
Yeah. Okay. So the next track, God, you know, sometimes I really do stop and think that I am a fucking idiot.
Where is this heading?
So the next track is Walking on Snow by Jordan Sparks, because what? Sometimes it snows on Thanksgiving. Because it's almost Christmas.
Well, you've scalped me, because as you know, that is one of my favorite songs of all time.
It's one of her best tracks.
It truly is. Oh my God. I can't believe I'm not the one who brought it up. Then again, I would not think of Walking on Snow for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because it's getting cold. It's almost winter.
Wow. The depth of that. Mm-hmm. The impact, the international implications that that has.
Like, you know, sometimes people are like, oh my gosh, wow, it's the first snow of the year and it's on Thanksgiving. And everyone's like, oh, it's such a, so beautiful. I'm like, okay, great. It's like I'm walking in snow. You know, just a more literal moment.
Yeah. Well, I feel like mine are the most literal, but I like the journey you're taking us on in between my very literal takes on thankfulness. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, my next song, you do not know, I'm sorry. It is by Girls Aloud, so I'm sorry, you're going to have to pause on this. It's called Thank Me Daddy. And it is a... and it's wow. All about literally them telling their actual dads to thank them because of all the shit that they're doing while living in the city and the beds that they're shaking. So they're like, thank me, Daddy, for the things that you'll never know. Just listen to the noise that I'm making, not the boys on my answer phone. So it's very, you know, obviously it's very relatable. And it's just like a really great song. And it's from like 2004. Girls Aloud, What Will the Neighbors Say? Studio album, second studio album. You know, one day I will have my Justice for Girls Aloud episode. I did not fly to London for the first time for nothing.
The 10 tour.
The reason I've ever been to London for the first time was for the 10 tour, 2013. And it was worth it. So leave me a message if you were there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can't wait to listen to that song for the first time ever when I put it onto the playlist.
Yes.
The next track for me is going to be Get Out of This Town by Carrie Underwood.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Because that's usually what I'm saying that's to myself by like 9 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Nothing but dust in the shadows. She snapped on that album.
She did. Another American Idol on our playlist. I'm so glad.
Mm-hmm.
The
windows rolled down with the heat on high. Did you ever used to do that when you were a local?
Yeah.
Back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
So cold outside and you'd put the windows down and blast the heat.
Yeah. I still do that with my apartment. I like open the window.
Oh, wait. I do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Why do we do that?
I don't know. That seems wrong, but
that seems like a waste of energy.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Wow, we're ruining the planet.
Oh,
we're ruining your ears and the planet.
Yeah, like with your plastic Christmas trees and us leaving our windows open during the winter.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Delicious.
Wow. My next selection, if you couldn't tell by now, there's a bit of a theme. It's called Outro DC3, Thank You. featured on the Destiny's Child album, Survivor. I stan that whole album. That album dominated middle school for me, I feel like. Specifically, I just love that they took a whole track to thank each other separately. And my favorite part, of course, is when Beyonce refers to Michelle Williams as Michelle, my belle. And they're all like, you are my best friend. You are my... It's just like, it's so frantic. And they just like recite sweet nothings to each other about being angels, and I know the Lord blessed me with you, and you know what, that's very sweet.
Legends
And truly. We're ready for that DC3 heavily rumored reunion to happen next year.
Is it really heavily rumored?
Yeah. I would die.
I mean, I feel like it was such a smart move for them to do that.
I honestly think it is, because it's like Beyonce has reached this peak. It's like, okay, let's like break the ice, break the tension a little bit.
I mean, she's on a different planet.
She's on a different planet. So like, let's have like a little fun. Like, I think she should have like a fun with the girls. And I mean, it still goes in theme with her to like keep it in the family, keep it together. And like,
yeah, they could do so much cool shit together.
Yeah. And every time they reunite for a surprise performance, everyone goes fucking nuts. And Lord knows, as a We Break the Dawn stan and a diehard Michelle Williams fan. I just want her back on that stage.
Justice for Commander.
And Collegiate. I mean,
When Love Takes Over.
Kelly Rowland as a
second lead vocalist.
As the second lead vocalist, but also as a diehard Kelly Rowland Stones member. I just feel like it is her time to shine again. So like this could be like the reunion happens, but also like their solo albums happen mm-hmm. or whatever.
I would love that. I just love when they do the matching outfits.
I mean, they do the girl group thing right. They just like
so good.
We miss it.
Those camo suits that they did at Coachella. Fuck.
Oh God, it's so good. Yeah, I still listen to that all the time live. It was just such a hype moment. And the Super Bowl and Michelle's iconic late jump on the platform was so good.
Mm-hmm. No, it's so crazy. Speaking of Michelle Williams.
Oh, do you have one?
Her.
Oh. Thought that was going to be your next pick.
No. Her reality show that she did on Oxygen or something recently, like years ago, it was like something about the voice singer or something. What was it called?
She did one with her ex now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made GIFs for that. Like I got hired to do social content and make GIFs.
Oh.
And Michelle Williams had to approve the GIFs that I made of her. Isn't that kind of iconic?
That's extremely iconic.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She filmed them with the people or whatever, and then I made them into GIFs and she had to approve them.
That is the highest honor that you've ever received personally.
So I'm like five steps removed from Beyonce.
Yeah.
Basically.
I'm sure Beyonce also oversaw that and approved
that. Yeah, she sends them on Giphy.
She probably texts GIFs of herself to Beyonce.
Yeah, you are Beyonce. Thank you.
Thank you.
That should be a song.
That really should be. Just remix that. Yeah.
You are Beyonce.
Thank you.
All right. Well, the next track that I have is following the theme from my last pick, but the Jersey's going to jump out because that's where I have to go on Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
It is This Town by Kygo.
Oh, I knew you'd slide some EDM in.
You know, the lyrics here just make sense. They're like, we got to get out of this town.
Mm.
All of my friends, they're settling down. Oof. They're only kids, but they're married now.
Local life, but also...
Baby, let's get out of this town.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I feel that.
I saw Bonnie McKee sing this at Kygo's concert last year.
Oh, yeah. I was there.
Oh, that's right. You were. I was hammered.
You had a few.
I was in heaven, though. I not living my fucking
goddamn life? You absolutely were.
Oh, my God.
Talk about tit shaking.
Oh, flew.
Flew. They
Gone.
Flew straight across the stadium.
Off, all the way across the Barclays Center. Oh, my God. That's right. You were there.
I was there.
Sorry. I was in my own world.
You certainly were. And it was great.
Yeah.
I guess my last one, keeping with the theme, a throwback to Legend X. Blessed from the first album, Christina Aguilera.
Wow.
Blessed. Because that's what Thanksgiving's all about. This is not a well-known Xtina song.
I had forgotten about it.
Blessed. That's all I really remember from Blessed. I have a playlist on Spotify called hashtag blessed, and it's just songs about being blessed. And this is a featured on that playlist. It really just shows the growth of Christina through the years. I mean, same with Britney's debut album, but the kind of songs she was singing in 99 are very different to Liberation. It's a very sweet song.
She's a woman now. She's liberated.
She is liberated and still blessed.
And ahead of her time.
We're still trying to keep up. You know what, though? Keeping on her theme with her, I'll just say in general, Thanksgiving will always remind me of Burlesque. Because it came out Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, I dragged my sister to go see it.
Same with my mother.
The theater was empty.
Empty. Empty.
But you know what? I enjoyed the experience.
But you know what's funny? I looked at the box office because I was like, well, how bad did it flop? I think it made like $90 million. Like, it's not a flop.
No.
It's not. Like, it's like this weird, like, just like Bionic didn't flop, actually. Like, it debuted at number one and everything. But everyone was like, oh, flop. I mean, it didn't do as well as previous records. But it's like, actually, she didn't, like, disastrously flop by any means.
No.
Yes, Cher said in later years that it was a terrible movie and everything, but like, which, you know, that was a terrible thing for her to say. But I thought it was like actually like a disastrous flop, and it really wasn't.
No, it's so good.
Some of those promo performances were a little interesting, but you know what?
Ooh, that one at the...
Was it So You Think You Can Dance, or was it...
No, I think it was AMAs.
AMAs, yeah. With the mirrors.
Yeah.
Yeah, the vanities. Giving us a
v
vanity
is for
tease.
Vanity, and O is for O.
O.
Ooh.
But so funnily enough, I guess the burlesque soundtrack would be the closest thing to a Thanksgiving album that we have.
It's true. Thanksgiving also reminds me of the Bambi Awards performance.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
From Britney Spears.
Yes. If you haven't listened to It's Britney, Bitch, go to the 2008 episode for the little known comeback performance.
Mm-hmm, that happened on Thanksgiving.
Happened Thanksgiving.
Well, I guess we need a finale.
We sure do. I feel like you've got one.
This is a fantastic finale. I will just pat myself on the back here and say that this is the perfect finale for this Thanksgiving album that no one asked for and no one needed. But everyone says that Thanksgiving is the day where you finally can start listening to Christmas music.
Oh, right.
So I feel like this is a great segue. You know, you're going to turn this on. You're going to be like, oh, now I'm ready to listen to All I Want for Christmas Is You on repeat because we want it to go number one. Uh-huh. It is Just For Now by Kelly Clarkson.
That is so funny you said that.
Is it?
Because it sounds like, because it sounds like it's like a Thanksgiving dinner, kind of.
That's the point, Yolanda.
The concept.
The concept.
The concept for the video circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
The concept for the Thanksgiving EP is it's about Thanksgiving.
Even though it's, yes, originally by Imogen Heap and covered flawlessly by Kelly, it is a song about like, just like people's tempers flaring and like shit going wrong in the house. And it's like, it's very like real.
I know. I was like listening to it. I'm like, oh, this is a Thanksgiving family dinner.
Yes.
Just absolutely. All the chaos with the subtle Christmassy holiday twang to
totally.
It.
Totally. Because it wasn't intended for, like, it's on Imogen's album, Speak for Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kelly gave it a festive twist for Wrapped in Red. And that was like, oh, actually, this totally is like a Thanksgiving / Christmas dinner.
Yeah, which you never would have gotten just listening to Imogen's version.
No, yeah, totally. What a good finale.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I would say we've easily created the best Thanksgiving playlist there is.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
It's a mixture of visuals and literal.
Yes.
So you can get lost in the vision of Thanksgiving while also remembering to give thanks and be blessed.
Mm-hmm. And then watch burlesque after.
And then watch burlesque, please. Ultimately, yeah. We should just add that to the end of the playlist, the entire burlesque soundtrack. I think we've really prepared them for the holiday season.
I think we really did that.
Yeah.
One of these days, I want one of these random songs that we promote to chart.
Yes.
Like all of a sudden, it's just going to be this random, like Walking on Snow is going to be in the top 200.
Trust and believe. I will go down to DC. I will protest. I will get arrested with Jane Fonda to get Walking on Snow to number. Honestly, it could be the climate change protest song. Jane Fonda gets arrested singing Walking on Snow to protest climate change.
Well, she wouldn't be walking on snow. She'd be walking on water.
Well, now we said it.
Basically, the polar bears are going to be like, we want to be walking on snow.
Jordan Sparks featuring polar bears walking on water.
Oh, that's awful.
Wow.
It's funny because it's true.
It's funny because it's true. We'll be underwater in a few years. But until then, Thanksgiving is coming up. And we hope that you and yours have a wonderful or tolerable Thanksgiving.
I like that, tolerable.
We hope you get through it. It's definitely not my favorite holiday.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Nope. Can't say I love it.
What is your favorite holiday?
You know, I actually think it's Christmas.
Oh.
The Jewish boy says Christmas. But I do. I just kind of feel like that feels the most holiday. And like Mariah and stuff.
Yeah. And Mariah, yeah.
People wow. make a big deal about Halloween. And I do like Halloween, but I actually feel like it's oppressive now. Like I feel like there's too much pressure to do the costume and to be at the right party. Just like my number one least favorite holiday, New Year's.
Oh, I was going to say my favorite might be New Year's.
I fucking hate New Year's, although we had a very iconic one trying to chase Madonna last year. But
that is true.
I feel like that is the ultimate, like, you need to be the right place and you need to maybe kiss this person and you need to just, like, whatever. I don't know. I tend to put pressure on myself. That's not necessary.
Yeah, I was like, that seems like it's self-inflicted.
I may be projecting or I don't know what it is, but I feel...
I love a New Year's house party.
Yeah, I don't generally like people, so I feel like it's not.
I went to an iconic Power Hour party 2 years ago on New Year's, and it was all the year's number one hits in a Power Hour.
Where was this?
In Brooklyn. My friend did this whole thing, rented a place out, projected it. It was incredible. It was so cool.
Oh, I was going to say, I found you in Brooklyn dressed as Chucky, right? Or was it?
Oh, that was a Halloween.
That was Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought you were shading me for a second. Like, oh, found me in Brooklyn just like Chucky. And like, what do you mean just in Brooklyn? That's every day. Yeah. I also kind of want to go see Cascade.
Oh, well, obviously.
This year. Like one of those like open bar things.
Oh, yeah. We should do that. Since I clearly have New Year's plans because I love it.
Yeah. Cascade, Terminal 5, December 31st.
Should try and get in there.
Let's try and go.
Okay.
Happy 2020.
Happy. I guess we're kind of jumping the gun here. We're talking about Thanksgiving and we're like, what's the New Year's plan?
Time flies though. From here on out, it's like, boom, the year's gone.
That's true. But it's not over yet because we still have Christmas to get through and we have some bonus content coming on the Patreon.
Yes, there is a bonus episode coming on the Patreon. So look out for that. There will be a exclusive designated Patreon podcast feed that's all set up and ready to go. So you guys will get it in your podcast thing, wherever you listen. And we need to get All I Want for Christmas Is You to number one.
Right.
So once you're done listening to this, go to Spotify or Apple Music and hit play.
Honestly, maybe we even add it to the end so that they're aware.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay, everyone. So go listen to our playlist and then stream Mariah and we'll...
And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.